Hey there, everybody. This is Chris Pappalardo welcoming you to this special edition of the Good Kind Podcast. We are podcasting every day this week for Holy Week, which is a little different rhythm. And this is also different because it's for families, hoping that you and your kids are listening along together. We're doing three things every day this week. One, reading a passage of Scripture. Two, reflecting on that, pondering on that passage for a minute. And then three, praying together. It is quick. It's easy. And with my trusted companion, Lottie, it is a lot more fun. Say hey, Lottie.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Lottie, we are getting close to the end of the week. Do you have a favorite story of the ones we've done so far?
My favorite story was, actually, it's really hard to choose.
I think mine is probably yesterday's with the oil. The woman anointing Jesus with oil. But it's okay if you don't have a favorite. They're all pretty great.
I just decided a favorite. Probably the first day.
You gotta love it with the palm trees, right? Jesus coming in on the donkey. That's very cool. All right, so let's get ready for today's story. Will you tell everybody how they can get ready?
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. And clear your mind and space of any distractions. Quiet your body. No moving arms and legs. If you need to grab a fidget, that's okay. And close your eyes, unless you're driving.
Now let's pray. God, you are here. You are speaking. Open our ears to hear you and our hearts to obey. All right, Lottie, today's story that I'm going to have you read is from Luke 22. Like yesterday, it's another meal that Jesus is having with his friends, but this one is a little different. Are you ready?
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And then he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
Thanks, Lottie. Let's give everybody just a few moments to think about the story that you just read. All right, Lottie, whenever you read a story from the Bible, it's good to stop and ponder or think about what we just read. So, as you think about this story, what stands out to you?
How he's really serious with this Passover meal and using the bread and the wine as metaphors.
The stories seem to get more and more serious as you go throughout the week, right? This must have felt like a very serious, very important moment for all the disciples. Do you know what they were doing with this bread and wine? What kind of meal it was?
It was a Passover meal they were celebrating when they had been set free out of Egypt.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, God gave them this as a tradition to commemorate and remember all the things he did to set them free from slavery in Egypt. So Jesus wasn't just creating something brand new, but he was definitely doing something different and new with the Passover meal. So I'm going to have you read a line from that story that kind of shows everybody how Jesus was taking the Passover and making it a new thing. Okay, I've highlighted it here. Will you read it a few times for everybody, slowly?
"This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
We're going to pause here for a minute to let everybody think about that truth. And here it is. Jesus died for us so that we can live with God forever. What does that make you feel? Lottie, what does this make you feel?
It makes me feel good that we can live with God forever and that we don't have to give offerings every day to give up for our sins, because there is one offering that has been given already.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For me, it makes me just want to say, wow. I mean, it's just really amazing that God would go so far to save us. All right, Lottie, we're going to end by praying. And remember, praying is just a response to God. So God has said something to us through this passage, and we're going to respond to him with a short prayer. So I will remind everybody of what it is that God has said, and then we'll give them space to respond. God said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So what's your response? For everybody listening in, take turns telling God out loud right now.
God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us and to bring us back to you. Help us always remember it. Amen.
Amen. Thanks everybody for joining us on this special episode of the Good Kind podcast. As we get closer and closer to Easter, I hope you're finding this as meaningful as we are. Share with a friend. There's still time for other people to join us in this. And until tomorrow, Lottie and I will catch you then.